You're listening to A Closer Look. I'm Rose Scott alongside Dennis O'Hare. Even Dennis won't remember this. A black Oldsmobile was the first car to roll off the assembly line at the General Motors plant in Doraville in November of 1947. And I mean that with most respect, you know that.
But yeah, of course.
But at the plant's production days are long behind it. It shut down in 2008 at the height of the nation's economic meltdown. Well, last year, Dennis, that plant was sold for $50 million. And we heard all kinds of suggestions from casino to
horse racing.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. But now it will be repurposed for mixed-use development. And the Integral Group is spearheading the project. And joining us in the studio to talk about it is Eric Pickney. He is with the project. He's one of the project's executives. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Okay, let's just get to it. What are the plans for this old GM plant?
Well, first thing we should know is the plant takes up 165 acres.
Yes, it does.
So it's not going to be a single project. That's the size of a small city. So there'll be a lot of different districts. We've kind of narrowed it down to about five distinct districts. And in those districts, you'll have a myriad of uses.
Let's talk about some of the projects you all have done in the past and how the Integral Group decides, when it decides to purchase a property, how do you decide what's going to go there? You look at, I guess, the surrounding economic, viability of the area, so maybe like a feasibility research or something like that?
Absolutely. The layman even know that in real estate, the most important thing, there are three important things, location, 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 and this location and its proximity to Doraville MARTA station, the Gold Line, and 285, near 85, being inside the perimeter but at the northern tip, made it a great location. So that was the first.
We hear mixed use development a lot. I mean, it's a buzz phrase, and you were talking about obviously having, you know, residential, you know, housing. You're talking about maybe having some shops in there. A walkability is a big thing here. What is the plan then in terms of, it's a huge, as you mentioned, a huge property here. So how are you doing this in terms of developing this plan bit by bit, or
right.
you all have released some sort of early on drawings here?
Yeah. So the first step we took after acquiring the site was hiring a world-class master planner. So we competitively procured Perkins Eastman out of New York. So Stan Ekstedt is the planner, you know, nationally acclaimed, internationally. And what he helped us understand is you have to look at some principles and allow the site to tell you what it wants to be.
So what did the site tell you all?
Well, the site told us that because of the flight path of PDK, that at certain points you've got low density, because you got to stay out of the flight path. But then there's a pocket of the site that is alongside 285 and the Doraville station that just happens to be just outside the flight path that allows for the greatest density. So at one point, we can only be six stories, but over there near this train station, we can go 20, even 30 stories if we'd like.
Let me ask you a couple of consequence questions then. There's long been a fight about DeKalb Peachtree Airport and whether it ought to expand. There are some old neighborhoods in that area.
Right.
Obviously, your concern is with the site itself, but would expansion of PDK be a part of any successful redevelopment of that project, and what would you say to the neighbors there?
Well, we definitely consider PDK an asset. So the expansion of it on-site, for instance, just their ability to have additional hangars right. to accommodate corporate jets is important. You know, as you're trying to attract corporate clients, their ability to fly in as well as take a train in from Hartsfield-Jackson is an asset. So we would say—
Would they need bigger planes, though?
Well, probably not. I mean, but we know that PDK right now is the second busiest airport in the state, and it accommodates a lot of private jets. So we've already got an airport locally that takes a big jets, but the frequency of smaller jets, you know, is a potential.
What about the tenant that's most recently been talked about is Third Rail Studios, which
Absolutely.
Would be a movie and TV production studio.
That's correct.
But do you know whether they would have the business lined up to make a go of it on the site? Yes. In other words, do they have tenants and clients who'd be able to use it?
No doubt. Third Rail would not have made the investment that they're making in partnering with us if they did not have a high probability, you know, their own market study that they could bring in the business. So they have lined up some. And of
anybody
course,
we know?
no one announcing or will announce until we're closing to opening the studio itself, but it's moving forward.
Was there any discussion with the city of Doraville in terms of, and this is a word that a lot of businesses like, tax incentives, was there any conversation about that for you all in terms of coming in and bringing in this new development?
Oh, the city of Doraville, especially the mayor, Mayor Pittman, and their city manager, Sean Gillum, Dr. Gillum, have been partners with us all along. Now, Egbert Perry and Dave Schmidt, Macaulay Schmidt, our joint venture partner, have been at this for years. So there was 30 months of pre-work before we ever closed. And the city and county was involved in all those discussions. They helped drive the discussion. They had an LCI, Livable Communities Initiative plan beforehand. And this plan is consistent with that jobs being an important factor.
And I ask that because when you look at the Falcons' new stadium that's being developed and the community benefits, and part of that also included job creation for residents around that area, whether it be construction or other areas as part of, you know, coming into that community. Is Integral, are you guys doing any kind of that in terms of making sure that there will be some community benefits as you bring in this development into the city of Doraville?
Yes. Integral's heritage is that of being a mission-driven private for-profit company, but mission-driven first. And in that mission, economic development is a major part of it. So absolutely, job generation, permanent job generation is a major goal that the public partnership is pursuing.
Is this going to be like Atlantic Station?
People want to go to Atlantic Station analogy. In some ways, in the extent that it's a large, you know, Atlantic Station was 130 acres. This is, you know, 30 acres larger. There's that similarity. But Atlantic Station, of course, was just across the highway from Midtown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're just across the railroad tracks from downtown Doraville and Buford Highway. So there's going to have to be a larger effort of creating a place. Buford Highway and that part of Doraville is some place that people now drive through,
mm-hmm.
usually on their way to someplace else. And it's going to take a special effort on our part as
to draw them in.
To create a place that people want to drive to instead of through.
Which brings up the question, and the Atlantic Station analogy is a good one here, because when Atlantic Station, when that area was being readied, there were a lot of environmental questions. Obviously, this, as an old auto manufacturing plant, you might have some major questions about what's going to happen to what might be in there when you tear that plant down.
Good news on that part, too. Atlantic Station, they were building steel. They were building cars over at GM, and the amount of contaminants is fractional compared to Atlantic Station.
But are there commitments to, and will there be monitoring of what happens to all those things when you tear that plant down?
Yes. The site is in the brownfield program of the state, mm-hmm. so the Environmental Protection Division is monitoring it via a corrective action plan, to be technical about it. But the short answer is yes, it'll be clean.
And let's get to the questions that everyone out there listening wants to know. Okay, when will this be completed, and what is the name of it?
Okay. The name that we've landed on is Assembly. And the completion date, you know, you'll have, again, because this is many districts,
mm-hmm.
you'll have some districts, the Yards, for instance, that'll be open for business in January of 2016. You'll have other parts of it that will come on to market and availability on a quarterly basis from now and over the next 10 years. So you're going to see it build out, some pieces faster than others. There are some places that are available for development now along the edges, but this is definitely a longer-term project.
Part of the job development here, and perhaps as a final thought, that is a community. I'm a former Doraville resident, actually. That is a community that has gone through so much change. There are a lot of folks there for whom economic development has been a challenge, for whom the language has been a challenge. There are so many different communities there.
Yes.
In terms of hiring locally, is the idea of trying to address the economic and linguistic challenges, is that going to be part of what you're doing?
We don't view it as a challenge at all. We look at the multilingual, multi-ethnical part of Doraville as an asset. That diversity is something that's going to make the site special. We look forward to including all those communities inside the site. Food is a great attractor, and food speaks international languages, and we think that the whole of Atlanta Metro will see this as an assembly, a gathering place to celebrate those different cultures.
Any thoughts about you talking about preserving here? So maybe a museum, a Ford museum, maybe that 1947 Black Oldsmobile car somewhere to let people know where all this came from.
I think you've been talking to Mayor Pittman. There's a lot of pride in what happened and has been mm-hmm. happening over there for decades. And it's why we landed on the name Assembly. And quick story to that, it was at a public meeting that a resident stood up and asked, "You guys gonna name this thing and stop calling it GM?" We said, "Yes." And she said, "I have your name. It's called Assembly." And I looked at it first, she not knowing that we had a group of professionals working on naming, and they came up with the name also. So
you hire professionals to come up with the name?
We hired professionals to help come up with the name.
How much
professionals
does that cost?
Came up with the name, not to be disclosed. And a resident, and I do not remember her name. If she's listening to this show, if she wants to call me, I have to give you credit, but you've got to remind me what your name is. But Assembly came in both from the community and from the professionals.
All right.
Eric Pinkney is project executive with the Integral Group, which is spearheading the project of redeveloping the old GM Assembly site in Doraville. Thanks so much for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll have you back as it goes along.